Hello and welcome to your daily AI in-depth report for the 1st of August 2026. I'm Alex, and today we're looking at the strategic shift from model intelligence to governed agency. In other words, artificial intelligence is moving beyond systems that answer questions and generate content. The focus is increasingly on systems that can take actions inside businesses, using data, browsers, software tools and, eventually, physical devices.
And I'm Ingo. The important point for executives, policymakers, and citizens is that this is not one isolated trend. Several developments are arriving together: more capable agents, falling inference costs, new interoperability standards, stronger governance demands, and growing concern about cyber and autonomous action risks. Together, they suggest that AI is entering a more operational phase.
Let's begin with agentic AI. The clearest signal this week is that action-taking systems are being productized across the technology stack. DeepSeek's updated V4 Flash model is reported as a 304 billion parameter release with substantially enhanced agentic capabilities, and its official API entered public beta. The key significance is not simply the size of the model. It is the emphasis on coding and completing tasks, rather than just producing fluent conversation.
That distinction matters economically. A chatbot produces an answer that a person then interprets and applies. An agent is designed to interpret an objective, plan a sequence of steps, use tools and deliver an outcome. The potential value is much greater, but so is the potential for unintended consequences. Once a system has authority to act, the question becomes not only whether it is intelligent, but whether its authority is properly bounded.
Google's Gemini computer use capability illustrates that change. It is reported as supporting browser control, which means an AI system can interact with websites and software through the user interface. This is strategically important because many organizations still rely on legacy applications that do not offer modern APIs. Browser control can turn those interfaces into machine-operable surfaces.
But it also creates a sharper risk profile. An assistant that drafts a customer service response has limited ability to cause direct harm. An agent that can authenticate to systems, alter records, download information, submit payments, or communicate externally has operational authority. The engineering challenge is therefore bounded tool use, scoped identity, transaction limits, approval gates, action logs, reversible operations, and a rapid shutdown mechanism.
That is why the most credible enterprise agent architectures are likely to be hybrid. Models can interpret documents, plan actions and handle exceptions, while deterministic software continues to manage permissions, calculations, policy checks and final execution. Traditional robotic process automation has been brittle when faced with unstructured documents or unusual situations. Generative models can make workflows more adaptive, but they also introduce uncertainty.
For businesses, the near-term opportunity is therefore not to eliminate workflow controls. It is to make controlled workflows more flexible. A model might decide which standard process applies, identify missing information, or suggest a resolution. But the system should still enforce rules that the model cannot override. Organizations should be cautious when vendors present agents as a complete replacement for workflow engines.
UiPath's next-generation agentic automation platform is a good example of this transition at the application layer. The traditional proposition was deterministic process automation. The newer proposition combines agents with enterprise process controls. That combination is logical. Agents deal with interpretation and exceptions, while the automation platform maintains structure, monitoring, and accountability.
Developer tooling is moving in the same direction. DataZet Agent introduces a mechanism that allows agent tools to execute code in a user's browser. Work around stateless MCP, MCP Explorer and LLM MCP Client reflects continued momentum around the Model Context Protocol, or MCP. MCP is intended to give models a standard way to discover and invoke tools and services.
The strategic attraction of MCP is interoperability. If it becomes a widely implemented interface for models to access enterprise tools, companies may integrate systems more quickly and reduce platform lock-in. But every new interface also creates a new attack surface. Tool definitions, authentication chains, contexts applied to models and instructions from external systems all need to be secured.
So enterprises should treat MCP-like interfaces as an integration pattern comparable to an API, not as an innocent plug-in mechanism. They need authentication, authorization, monitoring, validation, and clear ownership. Standardization can reduce friction, but it can also make unsafe patterns easier to deploy at scale if governance does not keep pace.
The second major development is economic. The race is shifting toward price performance. OpenAI's Building Abundant Intelligence frames its strategy around making advanced AI more capable, affordable, and broadly useful. 6 pricing and a 13-fold fall in the cost of a specified level of intelligence over 4 months through recursive self-optimization.
Those particular claims should be treated carefully. Pricing, evaluation methods, and the durability of improvements need to be checked against official terms and real-world testing. But the overall direction is credible. Providers have strong incentives to improve post-training efficiency, inference infrastructure, routing, distillation, and model cascades. If unit costs fall while reliability improves, many more business processes become economically viable.
This means enterprise AI business cases need to be revisited frequently. A use case rejected 6 months ago may become attractive if the cost of inference falls or if human review requirements decline. Companies should maintain a pipeline of possible applications with explicit thresholds for quality, cost, latency, and compliance. Each use case should be reassessed as models and prices change.
It also means model selection must become workload-specific. A lower-cost model may be perfectly adequate for classification, extraction, retrieval synthesis, routine coding, or first-pass drafting. A premium model can be reserved for complex reasoning, high-value customer interactions, or difficult exceptions. Model routing is not just a technical implementation detail. It affects margins, resilience, and bargaining power.
For vendors, falling intelligence costs create pressure. If generic model output becomes cheaper and more widely available, a thin layer of prompt engineering will not be a durable competitive advantage. Differentiation will increasingly depend on proprietary data, distribution, workflow integration, vertical expertise, trust, and service level accountability.
DeepSeek's release fits into this price-performance discussion. A 304 billion parameter model is not automatically cheap to operate, particularly for organizations considering self-hosting. The relevant question is effective performance per unit of cost on a representative workload. Rankings and public benchmarks are useful signals, but they cannot replace an organization's own testing.
That is why the release of SMEvils is significant. It is an evaluation suite for models, prompts, and harnesses. The industry is moving beyond comparing isolated models. Real performance depends on the complete system, the model, system prompt, retrieval quality, tools, guardrails, interface, task decomposition, and human escalation route.
For executives, this is a major conceptual shift. The answer may involve several models, a retrieval layer, rules, human reviewers, and monitoring. Generic benchmark leadership is not the same as reliable performance in a specific organization.
The third major theme is governance. Governance is becoming a product requirement rather than a separate policy exercise. Anthropic published updates concerning its policy on the AI exponential, responsible disclosure policy, and responsible scaling policy. The available reporting does not provide enough detail to infer every substantive change, but the collective emphasis is clear. Frontier developers are formalizing how they communicate risks, handle vulnerabilities, and condition scaling on safety practices.
OpenAI's Responsible AI Update for Europe also highlights safety, security, transparency, and provenance as the European Union AI Act advances. For organizations operating in Europe, this is not merely a compliance question. Buyers increasingly need to show how data flows through AI systems, how model use is documented, how controls operate, and how incidents are handled.
Enterprise announcements point toward an emerging control plane. Cisco AI Defense, Microsoft's hybrid AI framing, Dropbox Dash, and wider enterprise governance messaging all suggest that value is developing around policy enforcement, data access, identity, auditability, evaluation, and orchestration across different models.
A mature enterprise architecture is likely to include an approved model catalog, rules governing external and self-hosted models, a gateway for authentication, routing, usage limits, and data loss protection, retrieval and tool access services governed by least privilege, red teaming and monitoring, and audit records connecting an output or action to its model, prompt, data sources, tools, and user authority.
There also needs to be clear human accountability for high-impact workflows. A model may generate a recommendation, but the organization must still know who owns the decision and who is responsible if the system fails. The most serious AI risks are usually socio-technical. The model is only one component. Excessive access, weak review, or unclear ownership can turn a moderately capable model into a serious operational problem.
The Unive case study from OpenAI is relevant here because it emphasizes leadership, responsible governance, and employee-led innovation. That combination is sensible. Central teams should provide standards, platforms, and risk management. Frontline teams should identify process problems and determine whether AI genuinely helps. A completely centralized program becomes slow and disconnected. A completely decentralized one becomes uncontrolled shadow AI.
The fourth theme is cyber capability and the need for practical breaks. Reporting that an OpenAI cyber test escaped the lab, along with a related report of another victim, should be read cautiously. The headlines alone do not establish technical details, attribution, or scale. But they reinforce a broader security reality. Capabilities tested in controlled environments can be copied, repurposed, or operationalized elsewhere.
AI can help defenders with alert triage, vulnerability analysis, code review, threat intelligence, and incident response. It can also help attackers with reconnaissance, phishing personalization, malicious code iteration, and exploitation research. The balance depends not only on model capability, but on how quickly defenders and attackers can integrate those capabilities into real operations.
Technology leaders should begin by modeling the AI-enabled threat surface. That includes public chat tools, internal copilots, coding agents, MCP servers, browser agents, software integrations, and employee-created automations. Any system reading email, web pages, documents, or tickets may encounter untrusted instructions intended to redirect it.
The second step is testing for indirect prompt injection and data exfiltration. The third is separating observation from execution. Give new agents read access first, then add write permissions only after the task, controls, and monitoring have been proven. The fourth is an emergency stop capability. Every production agent should have a named owner, a kill switch, rollback procedures, and a process for quickly revoking credentials.
The call by more than 1,000 frontier AI staffers for an AI brake pedal is strategically relevant in this context. Even without assuming agreement on every proposed mechanism, the concept translates well into enterprise practice. Businesses do not need to resolve every debate about artificial general intelligence before requiring authority ceilings, volume caps, human approvals, anomaly detection, staged rollouts, and automatic suspension after defined incidents.
This is also a political and social issue. As AI systems gain the ability to act, society will need to decide which decisions can be delegated, which require human consent, and which should remain outside automated systems altogether. The question is not simply whether an agent can perform a task. It is whether people consider the delegation legitimate, accountable, and reversible.
The fifth theme is the strategic importance of open models and global competition. Moonshot's reported release of a very large open model, combined with DeepSeek's public beta and model availability, shows that capable systems are becoming available from outside the US hyperscaler ecosystem.
For enterprise buyers, open models can offer deployment flexibility, control over data residency, fine-tuning options, and less dependence on one API provider. They may be attractive in regulated sectors or jurisdictions where latency, continuity, and sovereignty concerns limit reliance on foreign cloud services. But open does not automatically mean independent, cheap, or low risk.
Running a large model requires compute, engineering expertise, security operations, patching, evaluation, and governance. Self-hosting can improve control over data, but it also transfers operational responsibilities to the enterprise. There are supply chain and model integrity questions as well. Organizations need to evaluate the total cost and risk, rather than assuming that open weights eliminate dependency.
The geopolitical implication is broader. As capable systems emerge from Chinese and other non-US developers, the global AI market is unlikely to remain a simple contest among a small number of American frontier laboratories. National and corporate positioning will depend on capability, semiconductor supply, cloud infrastructure, developer ecosystems, regulatory legitimacy, and access to deployment markets.
For European organizations, sovereignty should not be reduced to a binary choice between US APIS and complete self-hosting. A more practical approach is portfolio sovereignty, maintain the ability to route workloads across multiple providers, deploy selected models in controlled environments, retain ownership of proprietary data and evaluations, and avoid architectures that make switching prohibitively expensive.
That approach also has economic value. Provider diversity can improve resilience and negotiation, but only if the organization has genuinely portable systems. If business logic is deeply embedded in one provider's proprietary tools, switching may be technically possible but commercially unrealistic.
Several developments this week also point beyond text. Microsoft Copilot Vision indicates continued investment in visual interaction. PolyEyes Dialogue RSN1 is described as an audio-native dialogue model combining turn-taking, speech recognition, function calling and response generation while retaining separate text-to-speech. This matters because useful voice interaction depends on timing, interruption handling and conversational flow, not merely transcription followed by a language model.
Meta's AI glasses strategy brings these questions into personal hardware. AI glasses could provide an ambient interface for assistance, communication and contextual guidance. The benefits may be significant, but so are the issues around recording, visual data capture, consent and workplace policy. Organizations should define rules before wearable AI becomes common in sensitive environments.
Black Forest Labs' work on video AI for robots is a longer-term signal. It points toward a convergence of generative video, world modeling and physical automation. Physical systems require higher reliability, real-time performance and robust safety validation than many software agents. But manufacturers, logistics operators and industrial technology companies should pay attention. AI's next interface may be the physical environment rather than the chat window.
Let's turn these themes into a practical 90-day agenda. First, build an agent inventory before deploying more agents. Record every tool-enabled system, its owner, model provider, data sources, credentials, actions, users, and business criticality.
Second, create a production evaluation discipline. Use task-specific test sets and measure accuracy, cost, latency, security failure modes, escalation rates and end-to-end business impact. Evaluate the entire harness, not just the model. Third, prioritize constrained agent use cases such as document intake, service triage, knowledge retrieval, coding assistance, quality checks and workflow exception handling.
Fourth, make model portability a design requirement. Maintain the ability to compare and route across frontier, low-cost and potentially self-hosted models. Fifth, merge AI governance with security and identity architecture. Data access, tool permissions and agent identity must be treated as core controls, not as features to be added after deployment.
So what is the bottom line? The most important signal this week is not a single model release or product launch. It is the simultaneous maturation of capability, cost reduction, integration standards and governance demands. AI is becoming useful enough to act in business systems, cheap enough to spread quickly, and risky enough that controls cannot safely be bolted on later.
The organizations most likely to benefit will not necessarily be those with the most visible copilots. They will be the ones that can repeatedly evaluate models, govern data and permissions, integrate tools safely, manage provider concentration and scale high-value workflows with clear human accountability.
For listeners, the practical question is simple. Where could an AI system create value if it had limited authority to act, and what controls would be needed before granting it more authority? Start with reversible tasks, narrow permissions, strong monitoring and clear ownership.
And from a wider economic and social perspective, remember that agency changes the distribution of responsibility. When systems move from generating information to taking action, organizations, regulators and citizens must decide who is accountable for outcomes. That is the central strategic shift of this week.
From model intelligence to governed agency, the message is not to adopt everything immediately or to prohibit everything broadly. It is to build a controlled path from copilots to constrained agents. Thanks for listening to your daily AI in-depth report for the 1st of August 2026.
Goodbye for now.